Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kaye, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kaye.
Mark Kaye.
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kaye is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
All right, everybody, get ready. Cancel all your plans for Monday. Call in sick for work. Start popping the popcorn, because next week it is a blockbuster battle of epic proportions. A Supreme Court nominee fighting for his life, squaring off against a woman he hasn't seen in decades. Out of nowhere, she launches an unprecedented, an unprovoked personal attack.
She alleges that she had this traumatic event, and I feel like it is not the Brett Kavanaugh that we know. It is so wildly inaccurate to his character that I'm not certain where it's coming from.
Yes, hers is an attack that is suspicious in both nature and timing. Yet she's not alone with the full force of the Democratic Party behind her, the media, the women's movement, and countless others. She will try to destroy this man, no matter what she has to say or do. Her one goal, the complete and utter destruction of Brett Kavanaugh. But Kavanaugh does not back down. He's a fighter his whole life. He's been fighting for truth, justice, liberty, freedom, and law. This is a battle he didn't want, he didn't seek out, but he will not back down from. And he, too, is not alone. An army of conservatives rally behind him. All the power of the White House and the president himself keep pushing him forward.
I understand that Judge Kavanaugh spent quite a bit of time with Senator Feinstein, and it wasn't even brought up at that meeting, and she had this information. So you would have thought certainly that she would have brought it up at the meeting.
Yeah, you would have thought so, but that Senator Feinstein is a shifty one, she is. Brett Kavanaugh will use every superpower he has. Honesty, integrity, a lifelong record of service and respect, and an unmatched depth of character that he hopes will protect him from any sinister blows he may suffer. And while the Senate Judiciary Committee bends, they do not break. They allow for this epic battle to take place, knowing full well that the outcome is forever. And this matchup is truly winner take all. Kavanaugh, Ford, who will win? We will all see Monday right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Wait a minute. I just thought of something. They're probably going to preempt this show on Monday. Oh, man. And I wrote all that. I wrote that for what and for nothing. What's up, everybody? This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. And, man, I'll tell you, it's going to be a crazy week. Not just this week, but next week is. Every week is crazy when Donald Trump is president. Every week is crazy when Donald. The good news is I can maybe sleep in a little later on Monday if they preempt it, because I believe the plan is to bring you the entire hearing. The entire hearing, if it even happens. Because now, get this, we're getting word that this woman, Ford, Professor Ford, this woman who has been waiting decades to tell her story, waiting decades to have the truth come to light. Ever since Brett Kavanaugh became a nominee, she's been battling inside, had this internal battle within herself. Should I come forward? Should I not? She penned an anonymous letter to Dianne Feinstein, sent it to her, begging her, please, don't let anyone know who I am. However, she took a polygraph test. She's now done an article with BuzzFeed. She's been all over the place. She hired an attorney. She said, I need to get my story out. And now, after three or more calls from the Senate Judiciary Committee saying, hey, we're going to give you the opportunity to do exactly what you want to do. We're going to give you the opportunity to come in here to Washington. all expenses paid probably, and tell your story to the world. Let everybody know about the Brett Kavanaugh you remember when you were 15 years old. And by remember, it's kind of an iffy term because she kind of remembers, kind of doesn't, wasn't really sure on the details, doesn't even really remember what time of year the party, you know, anyway, that's neither here nor there. They're going to give her the opportunity to come in and discuss it. However, she hasn't yet answered their call, which is quizzical, isn't it? I mean, if you had really pertinent information that you've been waiting, that you've been holding on for decades, and now you had the opportunity to bring this guy down, to bring him to justice, something you've been waiting for and wanting to do, wouldn't you jump at the chance? Wouldn't you say, hey, I'll be there tomorrow? Wouldn't you pick up the phone when the caller ID says Senate Judiciary Committee? Don't you answer that immediately and start making plans to tell your story? I don't understand. I mean, I would. That seems, when you get that call that you really want, you answer the phone. 340-1045. Brett Kavanaugh did, I think, in my personal opinion, the smartest thing he could have ever done, and said, yes, please. When you back down from a fight, or when you say something that, you know, like, you know, I don't know. He basically has, where she is foggy, he is clear. And I think in the end, if he goes in there excited to give his side of the story and give his statement and thwart these attacks, which have not been proven, which have no eyewitnesses, which, in my personal opinion, don't hold a lot of water and are suspiciously timed for political gain, I feel like he comes out victorious. I know a lot of people are spelling gloom and doom, and a lot of people are saying, oh, it's the end of Brett Kavanaugh, it's the end of the conservative court, it's the end of Donald Trump, it's the end of the Republican Party, the midterms, blue waves are coming. I understand that a lot of people feel that way. There's no way to combat hashtag me too. There's no way to do it. As soon as you're accused, you are guilty. That's it. Guilty until proven innocent. And then still guilty. That's the new motto. That's the new motto in politics. You're guilty if we say you're guilty. You can prove that you're innocent, but you're still guilty. Because the media will paint you, the media won't paint you as Justice Brett Kavanaugh or Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. They are going to now paint you as alleged rapist Brett Kavanaugh has become a Supreme Court justice, not the other way around. That's how it works in this country. But I'm telling you this, Brett Kavanaugh coming forward yesterday and saying, you put her up there, great. I'm ready for it. I'm excited. I will go in there and I want my opportunity to talk too, because this is cray. This is nutty, man. I mean, it's a good thing he's a Supreme Court. If it were me, I would have not handled myself with as much decorum. And what you're going to see on Monday, I think, could really benefit Brett Kavanaugh. I think now everybody who ever had a question about this man's character, this man's credibility, this man's ability to be honest and a great Supreme Court justice that interprets the Constitution for all Americans, I think they're going to see that on Monday. And if he gets a good night's sleep on Sunday and eats a nutritious breakfast and, you know, make sure that he's in good health, maybe takes his vitamins and things, and he shows up ready with the armed with the truth, then I think we're going to see, after that, it's going to be an easy peasy, lemon squeezy way for him to just breeze into the court. At least I hope so. 340-1045. We got a ton of open mics about this, too. A lot of people saying, hey, I'm not really understanding why this is even a thing.
I can just jump up and say that someone assaulted me when I was 17 and ruin their life with an accusation and not have any proof whatsoever. It's ridiculous.
That's exactly right. That's exactly how politics works. And, you hope that everybody on the Senate Judiciary Committee, you hope that every Republican sees this for what I believe it is, which is a political attack that is motivated by the left, and that they've, I mean, look, there are patriots of every kind. There are patriots who will go out there and take a bullet in protection of, you know, to protect their country. There are patriots that will spy and risk their lives trying to get sensitive information back to Langley, Virginia, so the CIA can pass it down to the president and protect all of us at home from threats that we don't even know exist. Those are patriots, too. There are the patriots from Massachusetts who we pummeled into the ground at TIA Bank Field. I'm just kidding. We won't talk about those. And then there are patriots that think they will basically assassinate their own character or put their own character in harm's way to stop something that they think is egregious. And I think that that's what you're seeing here. I think you're seeing a woman who is a radical left-wing party affiliate. Somebody who really, again, is anti-Trump, anti-Republican Party, doesn't like conservative values, really hates Justice Kavanaugh, and sees an opportunity here to jump into the fray. And it may not turn out great for her in the end, or she may be a hero. Either way, though, I feel like she and Dianne Feinstein and everyone else feel like they are being patriots and that they are trying to save America from some kind of evil. And if you believe that you need to give your life and your liberty and your reputation for to stop some kind of evil, you're going to do anything possible. And that may mean not necessarily speaking the truth. 340-1045. We got to take a quick break. We got some of your phone calls, some more of your open mics coming up here in just a minute. 340-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay. 340-1045 is the number. And man, it is all things Brett Kavanaugh today.
Had this woman tried to file something criminally against Kavanaugh, she wouldn't be given the time of day, and you guys know it.
You know, that does bring up a good question. Why were there never criminal charges? Why did she never go to the police? Why did she never go to the FBI before? Why is the FBI not investigating now? I mean, the FBI reiterated yesterday, there's no investigation into Brett Kavanaugh. There's no proof that anything happened. And even after Dianne Feinstein said she forwarded this allegation to the authorities, she said, I forwarded it to the authorities to, you know, investigate it because apparently it was something criminal. I'm just shocked that this woman hasn't jumped at the chance to accept the Senate Judiciary Committee's invitation to come and speak for herself and testify, because that seemed like that was her number one priority.
Red flag, red flag.
Yeah, what was that? Thank you for that. Red flag, that's good.
Red flag, red flag.
340-1045. Let's go to Kim in St. Augustine. Kim, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, Kim? What'd you want to say?
Good, Mark. Hi. Let's look at the evidence, shall we? This professor, number one, I heard on the on Fox last night that during her lie detector that she didn't mention any names. She didn't mention Kavanaugh or any other male's name. So something may have happened to her when she was a teenager, but it wasn't with Brett Kavanaugh. And also, she also said that she wasn't sure which season of the year the party was. Well, she's claimed that she had a bathing suit underneath her clothes. So that had to have been summer.
Yeah.
It must have been some sort of a pool party, because a pool was mentioned, a country club.
All right, but let's be honest. We're talking about rich kids, so they have indoor pools. It could have been any time during the year, let's be honest.
Wearing a bathing suit? Wearing a bathing suit not in the summer?
Well, I mean, you never know.
Outdoor pool. Most country clubs don't have indoor pools. They really don't. Not in the mid-Atlantic states.
Well, that's true.
But she must have been drinking. She's 15 years old. The guys are 17, probably 16, 17.
Well,
she was drinking. That's
all
why
that,
she's fuzzy.
Kim, all that aside.
Her mother.
All that aside, and those are all great points. Brett Kavanaugh has even said, you know, it's not even like he's saying, I wasn't in the room, I didn't see her, I didn't do this. He's flat out saying, I wasn't at the party. You know, I wasn't there. It's not even a he said, she said, what happened behind the closed door? You know, she came out crying. He came out drunk. Nobody has a recollection. There's this other kid in there who also was drunk and wrote a big book about what an alcoholic he is. So he's not a credible witness. Brett Kavanaugh, she's saying, I don't remember when the party is. That's true. He's saying, I remember I wasn't even there with you. So now it's a serious he said, she said. But I feel like he has just as much credibility, if not more, than she does, because he apparently can remember specific details. Thanks for calling, Kim. I appreciate it. Bruce, Jim, Neil, everybody else who's trying to get through, hang tight. We got to take one more quick break. We got the news and your phone calls coming up on the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Sorry, I had premature open miculation.
If an alleged crime was not important enough to report for 35 years, it's not important enough to be discussing now.
Unless, of course, it can keep your very conservative Supreme Court justice appointed by the president, whom you hate and despise with every ounce of your being, off of the Supreme Court, then yeah, it is. Yeah, it's absolutely important enough to discuss, and that's why we're all going to be discussing it at least through next week. What's up? This is the Mark K Show. My name is Mark K, 340-1045. Lots of open mics about the Brett Kavanaugh situation and this Professor Ford, who's coming forward now. But, or is she? She's coming forward in a letter. She's coming forward on television. She's hired an attorney. But when invited to actually come to the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, she hasn't yet answered the call. So we're all wondering, what the heck's going on?
There's no point in moving on to somebody else. The Democrats' sole goal is to fight this tooth and nail, no matter who it is.
That's a great point. Why withdraw Kavanaugh's nomination? Why start over again? Because the Democrats are just going to come up with somebody else to thwart some other person that you may put up there for the Supreme Court nomination. It doesn't matter who the person is. Kavanaugh, it could have been anybody. It could have been any one of the 24 names on that list, or 25, or however many are left. Any one of those names, and they would have fought it. They would have fought it hard. They would have done anything that they could, and with anyone that they could, at any time, to make sure that this doesn't happen. Let's go to Neil in Jacksonville. Neil's been waiting very patiently. Thanks so much for the call, Neil. What do you want to say, buddy?
First off, I wanted to say I'm a really big fan, avid listener. I listen to you like every day.
Oh, dude, thanks, man.
Literally. And I think you're doing a really great job. About the Kavanaugh thing, I wanted to say that this lady who came forward, I think that she should, if it's proven false, she should face criminal charges. Like, otherwise, this is just going to continue being a tactic from the left.
Yeah, I mean, look, if she goes in front of the Senate and says something that's not true, that's against the law. You can't do that. I mean, oh, wait, what's going on there? You can't do that. You can't just accuse somebody of doing something that they didn't do, especially if you're under oath. I don't even think you have to be under oath. I think if you lie to the Senate, it's still against the law. Now, whether anything happens to anybody who does that, that's a whole other story. But yeah, I mean, even just writing this letter, even just opening this can of worms, if it proves to be false, could she be, committing some kind of crime against Brett Kavanaugh and or the United States of America? That's a good question. I don't think, look, they're not going to go after her. The last thing you want to do is go after some woman who accuses a powerful man in Washington of inappropriate behavior, no matter how old he was or whether or not it happened. But you're right. I mean, it could be. There's got to be some law somewhere that keeps you from saying things about people. You know, you'd think I would know this because my job is to say stuff about people for a living. You think they would have sent me some kind of training course or given me a book? Or, you know what? Maybe there is one. They gave me a lot of paperwork when I started here, so I probably should have read it. Hey, thanks so much for the call, Neil, and thanks for the kind words. I really appreciate that, too. I'm glad you like the show. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. All right, so here's where we stand with this thing. The Senate Judiciary Committee, the chairman's name is Chuck Grassley. You may remember him from the first when the hearing started, and he had to like try to keep order when everyone was yelling over him. But he said today already that next week's high stakes open hearing to examine the sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh could be canceled if the accuser doesn't accept the committee's invitation, which makes perfect sense. If you are throwing a party and the guest of honor doesn't want to come, you don't go on with the party. You cancel it and you move on with your lives. He says, quote, "We have reached out to her in the last 36 hours, 3 or 4 times by email, and we have not heard from them. And it kind of raises the question, do they want to come to the public hearing or not?" Asked whether there would be a hearing if Ford did not agree to appear, Grassley suggested he couldn't see a reason to hold one. "What would be the purpose of the hearing if Dr. Ford doesn't want to respond?" Grassley said. In the case Ford accepts the invitation, Grassley said he is considering the possibility of having an independent questioner ask all the questions to Ford, which would be very an independent questioner. So this means that it wouldn't be your typical gaggle of angry senators who get to point the finger at her or point the finger at it. Now, I assume in rebuttal, basically what that sounds like to me is they're inviting her to come. They're going to sit her down. They're going to ask her a bunch of questions. They're going to listen to the answers. And then they're going to bring in Kavanaugh and they're going to, they're going to do the typical senatorial grilling on him. Because after all, he's the one looking for the Supreme Court nomination, not her. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. We got a ton of open mics about this, too. And not a lot of people, I'm going to be honest with you, appear to be on her side.
Follow the paper trail. Someone is paying these people to lie on their oath.
I mean, I don't. Here's the other question, too. Is it enough? Is there enough money to get somebody to lie under oath and come for? I mean, she's a college professor. If she's found lying under oath or making any of this up, I mean, she could lose her job, or she, you know what? It depends on where she's a professor. She could actually get promoted. So I take that back. She'll definitely get speaking gigs, too. She, you know what? She'd probably get a Nike contract. She'd be in the next Nike contract. Professor Ford, sacrifice everything, even if it means having to lie about something that happened to you 38 years ago. 340-1045. Chris is in St. Augustine. Chris, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. What do you want to say, sir?
Hey, Mark. I disagree with you about that they shouldn't go after her. Any woman that would accuse a high-ranking official in Washington, I think that's exactly what they should do. If this proves to be false, they should go after her with everything that they've got. She is went after him with everything to ruin him. And also, I don't know that she may have broke the law per se, but if it is false, he would definitely have a defamation suit.
Yeah.
That he could go after her.
Yeah, I mean, look, and you're right. Should they? Sure. Would they? No, I don't think they will, because it's going to, I mean, what you're doing then is if you claim victory in this, if Brett Kavanaugh gets, you know, if she comes in and she proves not to be a credible witness, or her story is not compelling or believable, and if he comes in and he, you know, is able to answer the questions and maintain his composure and convince everyone that he is exactly the kind of guy that all these other women, too, and thanks for your call, by the way, all these other women are coming forward saying Brett Kavanaugh is the man.
I was absolutely shocked. I just couldn't believe it. It's just so polar opposite of the Brett Kavanaugh that I've known for over 35 years. I was confused, surprised, shocked, and I still can't believe it.
That's one of dozens and dozens and dozens of women throughout his life, from high school, from college, from you know, the time that he worked at the White House, from all over the place. Women who've known him his entire life, as long as this other woman, Ford, has, saying this is just not true. It is not happening. This is not the character of the individual that we know and that we grew up with and that we worked with and that we interacted with. And, you know, it's so far out of left field that if he comes through this with flying colors and he gets on the Supreme Court, then he has won. He's come out, she's lost, and that needs to be the end of the story. They're not going to go, because then you're just kicking somebody when you're down. The prize is him to get what is rightly his, and that is the seat on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Her prize is to keep him from getting it. If he gets to the Supreme Court, he's won. There's no reason for him to go after anybody. He's got a lifetime appointment, and, you know, they'll just let it go at that point. You never know. 340-1045 is the number. Let's go to Emmett in Jacksonville. Emmett, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. How are you?
Yes, Hammer, first time caller to your show. It's partisan politics without a doubt. However, we have to stop lying. Men are constantly flirting with women. We cannot understand. Women don't want your attention in that manner. And even today, I see on my job in 2018, men flirting with women. Women don't want that attention. We can't get that through thick skulls. So even if that was 35 years ago, and she might be telling the truth, we'll have to wait for the testimony, although she might be lying through her teeth. That occurs, too. We keep putting women on pedestals, and I can't understand that. And I'm what you might call in the liberal camp. But it doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. They all play this partisan game of trying to nominate their person for the highest court in the land, which should be objective. But we all know subjectivity does indeed play a part in the courts.
Well, I mean, the reason for that is because the American people chose the president knowing full well he was going to choose the Supreme Court justice. So the president is thinking, hey, I gave you a list of 25 people who I would make a Supreme Court justice, and Americans went out to the polls and voted for him as part of his agenda item. That's why Republicans put Republicans on the bench and Democrats put Democrats on the bench. It's because that's what the last round of voters told them they wanted to do. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. I don't get the whole flirting with, so no one's supposed to flirt with anybody anymore because 35 years from now it could keep you out of a high-ranking government position? Okay. Where I don't know. I mean, good luck. Good luck telling men not to flirt with women and vice versa. 340-1045. Quick break. More of your phone calls coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Marque Show. My name's Marque. Thanks so much for joining me today. We really appreciate it.
Statute of limitations. Noun. A statute prescribing a period of time for the bringing of certain kinds of legal actions.
Yeah, that's somebody quoting the dictionary into the open eye, and I appreciate that because I don't have a dictionary here. I guess I could ask Siri what anyway, the statute of limitations. Look, there's no criminal charges. This is the other interesting thing that people need to look at. There's no criminal charges. There were no criminal charges when Brett Kavanaugh was 17 or 15 or 16 or however old he was, because again, we're not really sure when this happened. There's no criminal charges now. There's no criminal investigation. This woman's not even coming forward to say she wants to press criminal charges. She's just coming forward to say this may or may not have happened with Brett Kavanaugh at a party. I'm not really sure when, but that's the deal. You need to stop him from being the next Supreme Court justice. Unfortunately, we can't just look at things in black and white, apparently, when in Washington, everything's a shade of gray. So we'd probably not that I don't want to make that's a sexual reference, I guess, now because of that book. So I shouldn't say that either. Everything is wishy-washy. You know, you should just be able to look at this and see what it is. It's Dianne Feinstein. It's a 23 hours and a last ditch effort to, 25th? I don't even remember. It's one of those last ditch efforts to derail what has been a fantastically smooth Supreme Court nomination, and it seems like it's 150% politically motivated, especially because of the lack of proof. But you can't do that. You got to have the hearings. You got to do this, and that's what we're going to be doing on Monday. On Monday, we're going to be talking about the Jaguars beating the Titans and Brett Kavanaugh v. Professor Ford, in what's going to be a knockdown dragout. And you'll hear probably most of it, if not all of it, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. At least I hope that's still the plan, because if it's not, they're going to email me and say stop saying that, because that's not true. Let's get to Mitch here quickly in Jacksonville. Mitch, thank you so much for calling the Marque Show. What do you want to say, Mitch?
Hey, thank you very much. You know, I think she's just having a political moment of recollection. The Democrats, I mean, I guess they're all guilty of it, but when it suits them, this is what this is the game plan. I wouldn't want to get back up there if I was her. I don't know how they coerced her all out of all these years all of a sudden to come forward. But, you know, when a kid is 17, you can't put him up there at 17. You know, he's had a tremendous career, and I don't know what she's done or not done, but I feel bad if she's gone through this her whole life, but to do it now, it turns everybody against the Democrats. I think the Democrats are making a huge mistake trying to do this.
All right, we will see what happens next Monday. You know, you always got to look at motivation. What is the motivation behind this? And even the Democrats are saying, why would a woman do this? Why would a woman risk her entire career and her reputation to do this? And I'm asking myself the same question. I'm like, what is the motivation? What happens? You're not suing the guy for any kind of money, so you're not getting any money from him. You're not pressing any charges or taking it to any kind of authority that can throw him behind bars, so that's not it. All you would do is keep this guy off of the Supreme Court. You would keep a conservative Donald Trump nominee off of the Supreme Court. That is the only thing that would happen. There is no other repercussion. And for that reason and that reason alone, we clearly see that this is all politically motivated.
Red flag, red flag.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for that. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow with more, the latest on what's going on in Brett Kavanaugh and in all of Washington and right here at home, too. It's the Marque Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Stay tuned. The news and Rush Limbaugh are next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.